Good morning. Please start our worship by turning to page 74 in the hymnal worship book. You may rise. Second song, we'll take the Sing the Journey hymn book and turn to page 106. Just a Closer Walk with Thee, page 106. Shall we pray? God, in whom we delight, we give thanks for this fresh light of morning. As we rested in your care through the shadows of night, may we dwell in your peace through the hours of this day also. Guide us in our work and in our worship, so that when evening comes, we may once more give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now we may turn and greet each other. You may be seated, and the children will come forward for the children's story at this time.
Hi guys, want to come over and see me? She's got her all of her crayons laid out there, so we'll just let her not disturb her peace, right? Hello, sweetie, come on over. Come on over. How y'all doing? Good to see you. Oh, we're gonna behave today, right? Papa Bear's here. Got that. Well, hi. You want to come and join us? Come on over. Hello. You want to come and join us over here? Come on over. All right, you can stay there. Well, good to see you all this morning. Did you get much snow yesterday?
No.
No, we had a little dusting, that was about it. But it was a little chilly with the wind, wasn't it? Yeah, winter's coming. Things are changing. Well, let me ask you. Have you ever felt sad before?
Yes.
Yeah, what made you sad?
My little brother or something. Oh,
yeah? What did it feel like to be sad? Did you cry?
A little bit.
Just kind of feel down a little bit, cried a little bit? How about, have you ever felt happy? What did you feel happy about? When you go to certain places? Is that what you said? I couldn't hear you. Yeah? Okay. Makes you happy. How about, have you ever been afraid?
Yeah.
How about, have you ever worried about things? You've worried about something? What have you worried about? About, you're worried about your dog, that something might happen to you?
He was barking at something last night. It was stuck.
Oh. So your dog was barking a lot last night, and you were worried about what? What he was barking about?
Yeah, like a coyote or something.
Like a coyote. You have coyotes out here?
Sometimes. He kills a lot of coons, so there's coons
that kill them. Kills the coons. Have you any kind of worries? No? Maybe you have a friend that's gotten the flu, and have you ever worried that you might get the flu? Or you have a friend at school who's gotten sick, you might worry if they're going to be okay or not? You ever worried about things like that? No? So you don't have much worry in your life, do you? That's really good to see. How about Daddy? Does Daddy ever worry sometimes? Do you think he worries sometimes? Or Mommy? Or Mommy over there worries sometimes? Yeah, you think so? No?
You know,
but worry.
About the markets.
Yeah.
Worry.
Well, worry is something that's hard to explain. It's kind of an uneasy feeling inside, and you're concerned that something bad might happen, right? So you're kind of worried. But what do you think the Bible says about worry? What do you think the Bible says about worry?
Scary.
Ask God for help. The Bible says, do not worry about anything. So don't worry about the coyotes or the coons. Don't worry about anything. How can we not worry about things? Things get on my mind. I get concerned about things. How can I not worry? What should I do instead of worry? The Bible, what are you going to say? Pray, exactly. Did you read the scripture today? That's exactly the scripture. That's right. The Bible says do not worry about anything but pray. We can pray about everything that comes into our lives. So you don't have to worry. You can pray. Now, how do you pray? What is prayer?
Talk to God.
Talking to God. You can ask God stuff and tell God. He can tell you stuff. Yeah, that is true. So if you got something that's bothering you, like dogs barking at night because there might be coyotes, and you're kind of worried about it, or a friend that's at school kind of sick and you're kind of worried about them, you can pray. You can pray for those things. Yeah. And guess what can happen? If you pray to God, what can happen? How would he make you feel? You can feel happy. You don't have to worry anymore. You can be at peace. And you can just think, everything's going to be okay because I just prayed and I know God is listening to my prayers, and you know he's just going to take care of things for me, and everything's going to be okay. Isn't that great? And you can pray to God anywhere, anytime, any place about anything. Did you hear that? Anytime, any place, anywhere about anything you can pray to God for. That's pretty cool. That's the kind of God we have. The Bible says we can cast all our cares or all our worries, all of our stuff on God. It says that we can bring to him whatever burdens we have and give it to him, and he will take care of us. Yeah, that's an important prayer. When we're worried, it's a very important thing. We can go to God, and he'll give us his peace as we give him our worries. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can come to you about anything that's on our minds. And you will hear our prayers. Amen. All right. Thank you for your time.
Hello.
Knowing that all good gifts come from our Heavenly Father and are entrusted to us for the glory of his kingdom, we'll take our offering at this time. Thank you. Shall we pray? Oh God, you have shown us the meaning of generosity in the rich diversity of creation, in the overflowing love of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the never-ending gift of the Holy Spirit. You have abundantly blessed us and called us to be a community that honors each other, to be servants to others with joy, to share our love and material possessions. Lord, we rejoice for what we have been given and in what is ours to give back. For this we give you thanks. Use these gifts to the further of your kingdom. Amen. At this time, we will take our bulletins and turn to the second page to read our shared scripture. Philippians 2:3-8. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And now if you would take your Sing the Journey hymn books to page 68, O Hear My People, page 68, and you may stand if you are comfortable.
Good to see you all this morning. This is our time to report in, sharing our joys and blessings and concerns, or what is on your heart this morning. I am rejoicing that Kathy finally finished her basement, so hallelujah. She had a great helper, but anybody got something to share this morning?
I want to thank all the faithful people that came to help clean the education wing a couple weeks ago. And some showed up even without the personal contact or email that I had sent earlier. The last bit of house cleaning for fall here is that the lost and found box is sitting in the foyer. And please check it if anything is yours. The rest will get taken to the et cetera shop. Thank you.
Two announcements. First of all, the chairman of the board of Freeman Academy, Sherilyn Ortman, asked me to convey that the corporation meeting scheduled for tomorrow night has been postponed. I think they need to gather some information or something, and no reason as to why, and details as to the new date and new information will be provided. But tomorrow night there will not be a corporation meeting at Freeman Academy. Secondly, our harvest mission. The original date was October 27, then it was changed to November 10, and it is now officially November 17, quite late according to our tradition, but that is when we were able to secure speakers. We have Holly Blossom Yoder, who I think is associated with Central Plains, and as our speaker up here, and then for the Sunday school, our granddaughter Sierra Waltner will share with the children about her mission trip to Haiti. So that is November 17.
I have an announcement from the Freedom Network of Justice and Peace. Gary and Gloria Graber had received a call from Benevenitos in Brookings, informed them that new families are arriving in Flandreau to work in the new dairy operation. Our network has had a ministry into Flandreau to provide help to these individuals that arrived there. A trip is being planned for this coming Wednesday, October 16th, to deliver donated items. Food items requested are rice, corn tortillas, beans, and tomato products. Also needed winter coats for children, women, and men, as well as diapers in size 4, 5, and 6. Diapers come in sizes. I didn't know that. Sorry, I just didn't know that one. I wasn't sure if they got the coats mixed up with the diapers, but anyway. Anyway, all right, sorry about that. You may drop off donations at Gary and Gloria Graber's house at 904 East South Country Road, Freeman, by noon, October 16th. Thank you. Anybody else? I just remember changing diapers and they were like all one size. Anybody else? Let us pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. It's cool, but it's crisp and it's lovely. And it's great to gather in your house with your people to spend moments together in worship and adoration of our great and mighty God. And to lift up the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names. To come into your presence and to confess our sins and know that you forgive and cleanse. And to confess our need for you, our love, your presence in our lives, we give thanks for. And we ask that you hear the concerns and the requests that have come forth and respond accordingly. Thank you, Jesus, for this time together. Amen. Amen. See?
Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Rhodias and beseech Satichi that they be the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, and the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Nothing is nothing. Kind of those exclusive words in our language, but maybe not grammatically all correct, but nothing is nothing, right? It means everything else is out of it's nothing. And Paul tells us to be anxious about nothing. Worry about nothing. I guess J. Vernon McGee's quote. But what does it mean we live with rose-colored glasses, though, do we? Although sometimes I think we do. I like to see things a little differently than they really are. And then there's denial. But no, because there's still sin, there's still sickness, there's still problems, there's still situations that happen in life. But Paul says, nevertheless, be anxious or worry about nothing. Let us pray. Lord, this is a powerful word here in chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Thank you for your word. Help us to absorb it today. And Holy Spirit, lead this time. Amen. So what are the things that cause you anxiety this morning? What are the things that are causing you to worry or fret? Could it be finances? Worry and fretting over your finances. Or farmers? Are you stressing and worrying about your farm, your fields, the mud, the crops, you can't get in, the livestock, kind of gets you worried, gets you fretting, gets you anxious about what's going to happen, how's it going to be? Or how about your health? I know as I start getting older, I'm thinking, wow, you know, things just don't function like and work the way as well as they used to function and work. And not that I'm unhealthy, I'm in pretty good shape, but I think, wow, you begin to feel and see it, and she's too young. You begin to feel and see the changes, though. Yeah. How about your children? Do you get anxious and worry about your children? They're going to turn out all right? Marry the right person? Have a good job? Go to college? You know, et cetera, et cetera. Or how about the 2020 presidential elections? Well, I see some laughing over here. Is that going to get you a little bit? Or climate change, or church issues, or simply talking about anxiety gets you this uncomfortable feeling in your gut and your brow furrows, and you just feel anxious about whatever, but it's not sure what it is. Paul says what? Or about the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the life you live. Listen to what Jesus says. He says the same thing, do not worry. Sermon on the Mount, verse 6, chapter 6. He says here, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add a cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you a little faith? Therefore do not worry. Jesus' words. Imperative. Do not worry. what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. So when you go to the closet looking for your britches on Sunday morning, don't worry about it. Just, you know, grab a pair and put them on, right? Yeah. Anyway, I think about that Sunday morning. How am I going to dress? How am I going to look? What's it going to be like? What am I going to wear? Don't worry about it. For all these things are the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So even Jesus says, do not worry. Do not be anxious. And Paul writes that it's written in the imperative present tense in the Greek, meaning that is a command, not just an exhortation. It is a command, not something I have the option to say, well, I'll think about it. Maybe I'll think about it, but no, if it's a command, it means it to be obeyed. And if you disobey, it means that begins the borderline into sin, right? And present tense means it should be a habit. We should have a habit of not worrying about things. And Paul's speaking to the church at Philippi, so they must have been stressing over stuff. He's saying, stop getting your tummy all in a knot. You know? Stop worrying. And then he tells us how we can do that. Well, how do you do that? But in everything, instead of worrying, but in everything, pray. Everything. Pray about everything. Big stuff. Little bitty stuff. Makes no difference what it is. Pray. Get in a habit of bringing your life, all the stuff in your life, to God. It may be cookies that you're making the night before, and your husband needs to help you make those cookies. Or it may be something as big as your combine stuck in the mud again. And you got to get your crop in. He's saying, whatever, doesn't make any difference what it is. You bring it to the Lord in prayer. You spend time talking to Him about it. You just get it out of your system. You're just taking it to Him. And 1 Peter 5, we're told we can cast all our cares upon Jesus because He cares about us. And Psalms 55:22 says we can bring our burdens to Him. He'll sustain us. What an awesome God we have. He wants us to come and just bring it all out and share with Him what's going on. Pray. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him about all your problems, right? Take a walk in your field, maybe a walk around the border of your field, because you probably can't walk in your field. Walk around the border of your field and talk to Him about what's going on. If you need some formal way of praying, there's some really great ways to pray if you just don't feel comfortable. Well, I need something a little more formal and structured. There's some great structures way to pray, and I use two in my own personal life. One is I like the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. So I had a second S. Spend time in adoration, going through the Psalms and lifting up and worshiping God. Especially, I like to go to Revelation 4 and 5 and holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Those texts like that. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Spend time in confession. Let Him know, you know, just the stress that's on my heart and the need I have for Him. Give Him thanks, praising God, thanking God for His glory. Bring it to Him, supplication. Bring it to Him, those needs, and then sitting in silence. Or sometimes just go to the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a fantastic way to pray. It's a great book. Bill Hybels kind of made the Acts thing popular a number of years ago. There's a couple of good books out by Paul Cedar on prayer and Larry Lee on prayer that take the Lord's Prayer and just divide it up and really take you into a deeper level of understanding that prayer. However you pray, whatever method you pray or what you do, the point is, as our young little lad said this morning, it's talking to God. Spend time talking to God about whatever's on your heart, whatever situation you're involved in. With prayer and with supplication. That's a word we don't think about much, with petition, supplication. Here's how I see that. I see ourselves, When I say with prayer, with supplication, I'm humbling myself before God. I'm placing myself in a position of dependency upon God. He's my Father. He said He'll care for me. And when I come with supplication, I'm coming specifically about what's on my heart. What am I concerned about? It's not just, Lord, bless my kids. Thank you, like in the Christmas story, you know, God bless everyone, little Timothy. That's nice, but it's deeper than that. Supplication is laying that out, that request specifically before God. God, this morning I have a burden for my daughter. I have a burden for Huddertal. I have a burden for my husband. I have a burden for my... God, here's that burden. I want to just lay it out before you in detail. I'm going to unburden myself. I'm going to pour it all out to you and give it to you, God, in prayer. Here it is. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm releasing it to you. Takes a little energy praying that way. It takes a little time. So it means you're going to have a little time. He'll give you the energy, but you just need a little time to commit yourself to doing it. And then he says, with thanksgiving. With a grateful heart, I can say, God, thank you. And by faith, I believe, I say, thank you. I know you've heard my prayers. Your scriptures say you've heard my prayer. And I know you're going to respond to my prayers. It's going to be yes, no, or maybe, or wait, or often just wait. But I know you're going to respond to my prayer. Thank you, God. For a God who cares and loves me so much, who wants to take my burdens upon His shoulder. Like that story of footsteps in the sand, you know. Lord, I look back over my life, I see these one set of tracks. Where were you? I carried you. I carried you. I carried your burdens. I carried your heartache. I carried your brokenness. I carried your concerns. That's the God I am. I love you. I want to do that. And he says, to do all of that, right? Prayer and supplication. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let your requests be made known. I think that's like being specific, but it's also like encouraged to just keep on bringing those requests to Him. Be persistent. Be persistent in your prayers. Jesus told His disciples in Luke 18, He gave an illustration of persistence in prayer by the widow, the persistent widow. There was a judge in a city who didn't care about man or God, or God and man. But there was this widow who kept knocking on his door for justice. I want justice. Give me justice. Well, unless this lady wears me out, I'm going to give her justice. Jesus uses this illustration. Be persistent in your prayer. Keep bringing it to God and releasing it there. As the burden surfaces, bring the burden to Him. As the burden surfaces, bring the burden to Him. You walk in and bring the burden to Him. I think of the story of Hannah and Samuel, 1 Samuel 1. Elkanah was the husband, right? And what was the sister, other's wife was? Penania, something like that, and Hannah. And she was for her, Hannah's fellow sister, wife. The two wives always was harassing her, harassed for years that she didn't have, that her wombs were closed, she couldn't have a child, would bother her for years and years and years. And Elkanah would give her a double portion of things. Don't you know I love you more? And give you, and finally she would pour out her heart for God, to God, for her child to come, for having a child. And one day at the temple, she's in the temple for the temple visit to Jerusalem, and she's pouring out her heart, and Eli sees her, and he says, lady, are you drunk? Her moving, lips moving, she's not saying anything. No, I'm burdened in my heart. I'm burdened in my heart. I'm laying my burden down before God. And God heard her prayer. Well, go in peace. God's answered your prayers. Go. Persistence. Sometimes we just need to keep praying. And praying. George Mueller prayed for friends for some 25, 30 years for salvation. Pray and pray and pray. Hudson Taylor, same way. Pray, pray. Feels good already, doesn't it? He says, as you pray, then the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, will watch over your heart and your mind. The peace of God. It's like God will take all of those fragments of worry and anxiety and just bring it all together. And you'll sit in this divine presence. In that divine presence, there's this sense of tranquility, there's a sense of wholeness, there's a sense of peace, there's a sense of assurance that He's got this. He's got this. And that He's got this, that peace, that calmness will be beyond what you can understand. Because you'll look around, you're thinking, but it is so chaotic, it is so disruptive, it is so distorted, it is so broken, there is so much pain, there is so much problem, the field is this, there's so much rain, but in the midst of all that, it would be like you've been invited to stand in the shelter, protection under His wings, under His love, in the shelter, and you're watching all that going around, and you're there safe and calm and collect and knowing that all is well because you've given it to Him, and you're standing in the midst of His peace, His presence, His divine presence. And it says He will watch over your heart, your emotions. He'll watch over your mind, your thoughts. He'll put a garrison around them. It's a military term, actually. He'll put an army around you, of angels around you, to watch over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Those two verses are so powerful on our daily walk. They, for me, they're life verses for me. I was, for many years, walked with an anxiety disorder. I spent a lot of time with warm milk and Tagamet, because of ulcers and other kinds of Zoloft and some other medications for anxiety issues. And these verses have come alive for me personally, on a personal level. Applying these verses and God's bringing His peace to my heart as I released the things that were distressful and it caused me anxiety to Him. Phenomenal. So we walk in the midst of the struggles and the trials, and we have to respond to them, but we don't have to be worrisome about them and anxious about them. We can let them go and know that He cares for about these things. Amen. Amen. I encourage you to put it into practice this week. Put it into practice this week. Truly, put it into practice. Thank you. We'll have a little more coffee time today. Last few weeks I've been cutting you over, so a little more coffee time today, right?
More coffee. We are ahead of schedule. Knowing that whatever our week holds for us, we need God in the midst of it. Please take your hymn book, your Mennonite hymn book, and turn to page 553, I Am Weak and I Need Thy Strength. 553. Please stand if you're able. And now, go into the world doing what the Lord requires, living with kindness and justice, walking your path humbly with God. Then you will find yourself blessed. Know that yours is the kingdom of heaven, yours the strength and the mercy of God, yours all the blessings given to God's beloved children. Amen.